Hi, I'm Danielle Kelly. Welcome to another JPR Live session where we get to have intimate conversations with artists we admire and unique live in-studio performances. Today's session is made possible in part by South Sage Cellars on 3rd Street in Jacksonville, Oregon, supporters of the arts, theater, and culture in our region. Joining us today in the Steve Nelson Performance Studio is Southern Oregon's own Free Creatures. Free Creatures are Garrick or Marv Ellis, Emily Turner on bass and vocals, Skylar Sculio. Their home base stretches between Applegate Valley, Medford, Eugene. They're here in support of their brand new release called While We Can. It's out on all streaming platforms. You can find Free Creatures at www.freecreaturesmusic.com. Hey, congratulations on the new album, guys, and welcome to JPR.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
We have been really enjoying playing the new album here on Open Air, and by nature of our show, it's one track at a time. But Marv, you told me earlier that the intention for this album is to sort of listen to it from beginning to end. And I wanted to know if you could tell us more about that.
Yes. Well, I definitely miss that with music. And I think that the eclecticness of that and the nostalgia of actually listening to an album from front to back is something we shouldn't let go of, because sometimes art that's audio-based is meant to be seen like the entire journey, like the hero cycle or whatever it is. And I think that this album is so deep and has so much depth and layers because of the way it was constructed, the reasons, the intentions behind it with all of us, what we were trying to do with it. So I think it's bigger than just, hey, yeah, we made a single, let's have a party. It's like we made an album that I feel like is an Oregon classic personally. And it's just a nice blend of all the Oregon flavors that are good about this state. And we've been traveling around the country building this album in our minds and in our spirits and our hearts. It's the inspiration of almost 50,000 miles of touring. We started it when we thought everything was ending, as all musicians really did. And we just got to the end of the farmhouse and just climbed on the machines and started creating. And the first song we made was Stay Cool. And then everything else kind of like steamrolled from that. We just kept building and creating songs that didn't even make the album. We have so much material, it's crazy. But those are our favorite songs that fit the puzzle pieces perfectly. And we wanted to give people something that was just different and special and try to capture what we do.
Too much music. That's such a great problem to have as
exactly.
a musician.
It's a first world problem.
That's so cool. So it's my understanding that you're pretty well versed in producing music. You've got a lot of music under your belt. I think around 6 albums that you did as Marv Ellis, and I mean countless singles and EPs as well. Yeah. So what was there anything different about this process producing an album for a band? What was different about this?
I had to be open to learning how to, I can't lie. I didn't know how to record a guitar, and especially somebody like Skylar, so talented. So I had to learn and I had to be open and check my ego at the door just with this guitar, right? So I had to walk in the studio and be like, I don't know, beep, and I'm going to just try and record him, and I'm going to ask him everything that he knows about what it's been like for him, and we're going to try and incorporate it. And then 2 years later, you can see like when I was finalizing the mixes, I was like, I understand now from all my journeys and all my conversations in the van and all this in-depth history and going to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with Skylar and Emily, like learning so much. I know where to put those guitars now in the mix. So when you hear the album, you're like, oh, that's me figuring it out for 2 years. Just with guitars. Because I got vocals on lock. I got that. This is actually my 23rd album I've ever put out. So I think this is my favorite one. All my skills, self-taught, you know, Cubase since 2003. None of that Pro Tools fancy stuff. And I just gave everything I had to this group and everything I knew, because I feel like they deserve to be heard the best. And so I, you know, lost hair, went gray over it. But I feel really confident in putting that album in front of anything that's out right now and being like, you listen and tell me which one is authentic and real and dope and layered. That one is.
Wow. Out of 23 albums, your favorite one. What a good feeling.
Easy.
What a great feeling. Easy. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So all three of you are familiar characters in the music scape here of Southern Oregon. Skylar, you've had the Sketchy Kids, 100 Watt Mind. I've seen you play with Frankie Hernandez. M, you've been playing as a solo artist around town, but also as Verbs and Nouns. Way back, there was a country band, the Turner Moore Band. I think I even got to play a couple DKSP gigs with you, singing along yeah. with me, lucky me. And Marv, like I said, you've got a crazy body of work as well. So I'd love to hear the origin story of how you guys came together. How did you sort of, how did you guys get together as a band?
I could tell the beginning and then hand it off to you.
I mean, sure.
In the beginning,
there was Pangea. No. I was on the warpath trying to do my mission and music, what I thought I must do, And it brought me to Ashland, and I was playing Lounge South, and I was able to meet her over the course of three different shows. And finally, I just ran out of the building when she was disappearing and asked her name because I needed to know who she was. And that was it. And then we proceeded to have a friendship for a year, and then finally just left it all behind in Eugene, a We Tribe, all those things I was doing. And I decided to move down here, and I thought we were kind of done. I thought I was done.
That was with music.
I was going to write my poetry book, you know, all the rhymes in my head. And then suddenly the fires came, and Emily came in the room with the ukulele. I got a line for that. And that's how the song Burning Up happened. And that's when we started creating music together.
Yeah, we were working together, just kind of trying to figure out a way to travel and have fun and play a little something along the way. Started making some material and doing, monthlies at Brick Room.
Yeah.
And Matty Wells joined us for a little bit. And one day he suggested, hey, maybe you should have Skylar out to jam. And we thought that'd be a great idea. The next monthly we had, Skylar came up and said, you want to jam? And we said, yes, we do. Because I was aware of who he was. I would go to 100 Watt Mind shows whenever I could. And so, yeah, we excitedly looked into that. And it worked out really well. The sounds came together beautifully.
I didn't know who he was either. And then he came over and he's in the living room just completely shredding it. And I was like, who is this guy? And that was the guy that Matty Wells, I got much respect for him.
Mm-hmm.
He was the first member of Free Creatures, you know, but then he was like, I don't belong in this because you're the drummer. You need something different. You need a compliment. And he's like, he suggested Skylar. So.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. Well, I'm so glad the three of you teamed up. We'd love to hear some music. What would you like to start with?
Sure. I believe the first song that we're going to play is called Oceans 3 on the new album While We Can. It's something that I wrote a few years ago, actually long before Free Creatures got together, but I'm a big old school Pink Panther fan, the Peter Sellers variety of Pink Panther, and Ocean's 11 and stuff, and I love a good jewel heist, and this was kind of my fun fictional take on a jewel heist song. And so it's called Oceans 3.
Like a thief in the night, scale your walls and climb to new heights. Got these big brick walls surrounding you, casing the block, just waiting for the time to be right. I climb in close against that cool brick. I move in slow so I don't lose my grip. Got a plan that'll make your walls come crumbling down. Yeah, I got a plan that'll bring your walls down.
Study the shadows, cause the shadows, it's original camouflage. My mind and body's my ammo. I've been developing angles and working all of my innards. And now I'm on top of the building. Target is feelings, moonlight is chilling. Daddy's holding for ransom, but I can't take the chance that they were acting unwisely. So I'm holding surprise until I need it. A thief in the night, breathing
thief
soft.
In the night, breathing
soft. Loud like a flower petal drops. Pulling the top of the kettle off, blowing steam. Cracking the code, paradox of control of my exit and soul. That I know that my next is my nexus of steel for the pole, and the rest is a thief, I guess so.
Fingers to light, pick your pockets for clues. Dip for tips to get me inside and closer to you. Smooth and slow, slip beneath your defense. Take off with your mind and leave no evidence. I got a plan that'll make your walls come crumbling down. Yeah, yeah, I got a plan that'll bring your walls down.
Creatures live at Jefferson Public Radio, performing from their new full-length release, While We Can. Cool. Well, you guys, I want to talk about the instruments that are in front of us for our listeners. Emily, the last time we saw you here on Open Air was for a live session back in 2016 with Verbs and Nouns.
Yes.
You were playing bass then as well with Jared Alexander Masters.
Yes.
And the bass looked a little bit different.
It did.
And so this is a beautiful instrument as well. Before you were with a big, what would you call that? A big regular standard stand-up bass?
Yeah, that's a three-quarter size standard upright bass or double
AKA
bass.
AKA a headache for touring.
I AKA bet. A boat. Very, very
and what
large.
Is this? This is by the brand Eminence, and this is considered an electric upright bass, but it still has that groovy little figure and a little bit of a hollow body, so it retains some resonance similar to the big boys that we all know and love. So
it's so cool. Got a really sleek, cool look to it.
I love it. And it breaks in half so I can put it into a golf bag and put it on the plane and go
that
to places
handy
like Alaska.
For all the moving and grooving you guys are doing.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, we're flying a lot this year. We're actually flying to New Orleans on Tuesday.
Jazz Fest.
Yes, Jazz Fest.
Congrats. That's really cool.
Thank you.
And Skylar, what you got in front of you? You've got a guitar of sorts here.
Yeah, it was Gibson SG.
Very cool. And an assortment of fun pedals there. Very cool.
Yeah, I've got the Blues Driver, a little distortion, and got the Canyon. It's like a multi-effects delay pedal, and then a wah.
Very cool. I'm asking this for our listeners just because this is a little more electric than a lot of the music that we're hearing right now. And Marv, I would love to hear all about this contraption in front of you. We are not hearing a drum set. We are hearing something else.
I'm just trying to bring my element to this ensemble. Emily's does that sweet jazz and little country vibes and like that Alaska vibe, you know, that's very rare, as you know, as an Alaskan woman.
Woo-hoo.
Shout out to the two Alaskan women
that's
in the
right.
building running Southern Oregon. And Skylar brings what he brings, you know, and I'm trying to bring what I bring. And for me, I was always kind of intimidated by the MPC, but now it's like my machine. I couldn't imagine a machine better suited for what I do because I do a lot of beat production and being able to put the beats on the machine and being able to tweak and touch and add flavors like drum flavors. I can just add that with, and I could be a drummer, I can join in, but then I also never get tired. I don't take up the whole van. This doesn't drink and it's always on time. It's like a glorified metronome.
How cool.
And and also I get to represent the beats that I make in a live fashion because I'm lucky to have such talented people flowing with me and locking in with me. And so I'm actually pushing the barriers of this machine. I don't think you're supposed to use this machine the way I am. I think most people just do that cool hand rocking thing you see on the social media, but I'm actually taking it to a different level with note repeat and keeping the groove going, because I have to be on stage for sometimes 3-4 hours with these guys.
Yeah.
So we never get tired. It's always on point. I could just play hundreds of songs right here and we can jam all day. It's one of the coolest machines I think that's out there right now. I would highly recommend anybody, if you have a kid who wants to make beats with you, it's super easy, super fun. It's all the machines I've had in the past 20 years blended into one small machine. I'm not even plugged into the machine.
So this is something you create. You create beats at home, and then that while you're here singing, rapping, you're playing the, some things are looping that you've created already, and then you're adding in effects in real time.
We're in real time and like beat stops and stuff like that. And then I could go to four to the floor, but then also these guys plug in and I can record in the living room, and it also has a speaker on the outside. So we can take it to a park and jam and busk with it.
Oh, neat.
It's just a superior beat machine instrument. And my number one rule for bringing what I do to the table is I'm never going to stare at a laptop like this and get paid to do that in front of people. So I wanted something that was more interactive. So I get to be a drummer for the first time and be a part of the band. And I've never been able to do that. So I'm really enjoying like vibing with them and looking at them doing beat breaks. It just feels different, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's a lot of different styles converging here. You guys have these jazz and these blues and this hip hop and folk influences. What, you know, can we name, I mean, besides just those genres, like what are some of your influences? Who are some of the artists that you listen to that are kind of trickling into this music for you?
I go at Skylar, you got some vibes there.
I like Glass Animals kind of is one of the influences for me in this group, at least.
Yeah.
I also really like Mac DeMarco.
Uh-huh.
That kind of stuff. Smiths.
Very cool.
Even some, Red Hot Chili Peppers kind of like, as far as John Frusciante's guitar goes.
Yeah.
And also,
Johnny Marr.
Also, Sting's group. We listen to them a lot.
The Police?
Yeah, The Police. Mm-hmm. Like, we're just trying to make our own sound, you know?
Yeah. Like, Erykah Badu influences me big time with the style of vocals, I guess, over hip-hop beats. Yeah. Norah Jones forever.
Yeah.
But, you know.
And for me, it's just like lyricists who rap how they talk, like Mos Def, you know, Andre 3000. Outcast. I just love the way they fuse everything. I'm just not into the put them up, y'all. I just can't. Mm-hmm. And I can't go out there and try to represent hip hop for Oregon if I'm like, Gia, y'all, I be doing this. I can't. So I'm trying to be me here with them.
Yeah.
And that's what they're doing with me.
Well, so. You guys have an absolutely unique and wonderful sound. Curious, as we're talking origins, what is there a story or a name behind the name Free Creatures? How'd that come about?
Well,
we were going to be the classy hippies. Then the coffee wore off after a 2-hour drive from
Eugene. We realized
it's
not classy to say that you're classy.
It can't be like the classy hippies and say you're classy. So.
We just wanted something where everyone felt welcome.
Yeah.
Something where genre wasn't necessarily a limiting factor and keeping listeners from wanting to check it out.
I wanted to zoom out too. We're kind of, we want to talk about how, okay, your skin is this color, your genre is this, but guess what? We're still all free creatures. We're all creatures on this planet. That's the zoom out, like the, okay, cool with your sides you're taking, but at the end of the day, we're all creatures here. And then what kind of creatures do we want to be? We want to be free with our art and free and be inclusive to everybody and not look at labels. Mm-hmm. So it's the most non-label way of explaining what's on earth, like who we are. It's like the most zoom out perspective on us as humans. Mm-hmm.
I think we can all get on board with that.
Yeah.
Well, we'd love to hear some more music. What would you like to play for us next?
Well, we have this new video coming out. And by the way, Emily is editing now on DaVinci Resolve.
Yeah, learned how to edit videos.
And we filmed a video for 2 years. We went to Alaska 2 years ago and filmed her on her front porch running here. So we've been filming her running here for 2 years, starting in Alaska. And then went to Reedsport and filmed him running from Reedsport here.
You guys tired?
Yeah, we're tired.
It's a great
and then
workout.
We went to Eugene and filmed me running here. And then the whole video, you see us running through where we're from. And at the end of the video, we meet for the very first time at a very special place. And the video should be done. Shout out to Spencer in St. John's Island, Island Media Co. He's color correcting it right now. So somebody in the Caribbean is color correcting our video so we can make what we made in our farm come out in time for the album release on Friday and Saturday.
All right, this song's called Run. This is from our new album, While We Can. We got a new music video coming right out for this in a couple days.
A little bit over a long time goes a long way. A little bit over a long time goes a long way. A little bit over a long time goes a long way. A little bit over a long time goes a long way. Oh, so we run, breathe, show up, squeeze, push through, believe, release, repeat.
Since I sprinted out the wall, day one until the finish. I'm plant-based, so it's way beyond spinach. Watching what I eat, so I know what's in it. Yeah, too many focus on image instead of cleaning up what's underneath where all your skin is. That's why I'm moving my feet. Networking is key, that's why I'm running with speed. It goes
one foot, two foot right, then the other gotta run. See no excuses, just up and do it, gotta run.
I lit the candle on both ends about 10, maybe 20 years ago. And ever since I've been on the run. Underwater dream catcher, taking pictures of the shadows from the light in the snow on the run. Uphill, way down with my conscience in tow. And a broken big toe on the run. To a future that I haven't seen, with the goal of mine to live amongst the finer things. Run. Enough to satisfy the prophecy of full potential truly really ever meeting me. Run into the storm of what you want is there, until the wind is whistling your theme song in your ear. Run uphill despite the pain you cause. Muscles step up and prepare from the good it caused.
One foot, 2 foot right, then the other gotta run. See no excuses, just up and do it, gotta run. The sun every day is day one.
So we run to justify the means. We study formulas to multiply the cream. So it's yum to fortify the team. Cause there's been more to life than only what it seems.
Run
with scissors cause I wanna cut the strings that make collages out of wired magazines that explain what I've seen inside of my lucid dreams. So I run and hunt to create things.
Run
over the coals when the pit is hot. Living off the logic that I learned from watching Spock. Set a pace, set a goal, make it real or make it not. When you run, push it to your limit for what? Do work like the fate of the earth is on your mind. And the sun ceases to bless you with this shine. And the moon signals the start of a long night. It's just you and your feet till your life is complete. And so
one foot, 2 foot right, then the other gotta run. See no excuses, just up and do it, gotta run.
Yeah.
Calm, keep loose, cause the world keeps moving, gotta run. Clean slate starts with the sun, every day is day one.
Thank you.
over a long time goes a long way.
That's Ron Free Creatures here live at Jefferson Public Radio. So you mentioned you've got a music video coming out for that pretty soon. You guys have a lot of really interesting video components to go along with this music from your debut album. Get That had a cool video filmed in White Salmon with Rush Sturges, the River Roots production. You guys had a really great self-titled, the Free Creatures track that you filmed on your farm with tractors. And I think there was at least one shot with M and some Sitka skippers, we like to call them, or extra tough boots, the Alaska girl footwear of choice.
You've seen that.
Yep, really fun. And it looked like you had some cool montage videos for Get It Done as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do you guys have other video things besides the run? Do you have some other things in the works?
We do, yes. It
seems like you have a lot of fun doing those. Yes. So I'm curious to see what else you got.
Yeah, we've kind of taken to just literally just at this point, we go so many places. We just want to, we realize the power of the video is, I mean, it's changing. And it's like almost to the point where, just a reel is, you get more the same amount of likes. For if we make a reel about being here, we'll have the same amount of likes about a video we put thousands of dollars in like months. So it's interesting. So we're trying to adapt and mold and change as we travel through this crazy post-COVID musicians world. It's been quite an adventure, and it feels like we're in a spaceship and we're like Star Trek characters. Sometimes, you know, we're going to new territory. So all these places we go now, we just started filming. And at the very least, we're going to have one hell of a documentary about what it's like to enter the world and tour the nation. And we're videoing everything, and we've got all sorts of cool ideas. So we're just going to keep making little videos. And
yeah, we have a couple concepts in the works that we're just kind of slowly accumulating videos.
That's
for.
That's smart.
We decided to go smarter, not harder, and, you know, work it in.
Yeah.
So is home on this spaceship? You guys spaceship nomads? Where is home for you guys?
It's kind of here in Southern Oregon. But, you know, we also have a, for me, it's Eugene. So we have multiple Free Creature locations now. We have a farm in Southern Oregon. We have a really cool house in Eugene. My studio's there. Finished the album there. Want to do some serious recording, you know, but here is very conducive to creativity as well outside and like where we are. And then also just enjoying the vitamin D hit here is a lot better than Eugene, to be honest with you.
Much more sunshine down here.
Much more sunshine. Mm-hmm. And Skylar can attest to that being from Reedsport. You know?
True.
It's very good for the mental to have some sun. That's why I can't believe we're all here smiling after 6 months of darkness.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Well, so your music has a really cool sense of place. It's really neat to hear about the industry here in Southern Oregon, Northern California, and up in Eugene. It's neat to hear the Illinois River referenced. Are you picking up little pieces along the way on the road to write about? You're touring now. You were in Hawaii recently. Home to Alaska is so cool to perform home in Alaska.
Yes.
New York City. You're down to New Orleans next month. Are you guys writing along the road?
Yes.
Yeah.
Little bits along the way. We're definitely on our last national tour. We were, trying to jam together when we could. And I noticed different sounds coming through depending on the places, like jamming in Vince Herman's backyard in Nashville had a totally different sound coming through than usual. And I really do believe in the, each place has its own special kind of sound, and it's a living entity. And anywhere we go, we're just trying to meet her and jam with her and see what comes out.
It's been fun.
Yeah. What are some of the highlights on the road you're looking forward to? I know that we were kind of geeking out about the places we saw on your tour schedule for New Orleans. What are some of the highlights on your tour coming up that you're looking forward to?
I mean, it.
I'm excited to return to New York City.
Yeah, coming back to New York's big because we had much successes there. And they didn't really... It was cool to take what we're doing all over the country and be like, so here it is, what do you think? And they're all like, I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah, cool.
Come back anytime from Nashville to New York to Vermont to
New Orleans, back to Alaska, to be honest.
Alaska.
It was some really fun shows up in Alaska. Yeah. I was really...
Yeah, and they pay really well. In Alaska.
Noted.
Yeah, so, I mean, come on, Daniel.
Everyone, come on up to Alaska. Yeah. So what's your mode of transportation on the road? You guys are, the three of you, in a in a slug bug and fucking down the road. Or totally. You said you're doing a lot of flying.
Not quite as romantic as a slug bug. But we're cruising in a Honda Odyssey. Her name is Moonbeam.
Moonbeam.
That was my next question. If it had a name.
Yeah, it was, yep, it has
when
a name.
We are going by road. Otherwise, we will be flying several places.
We're trying to shave at least 20,000 off driving this year, just because it financially, like if you go to New York, it's a 10,000 mile round trip, $8,000 in gas. It's, so we know our data now. So it's like easier to shave and adapt to the situation. Like if we fly to New Orleans, play a jazz fest, then go hit Asheville, then go up to Vermont and then hit New York, we could do that without driving 10,000 miles and we could be back in 2 weeks as opposed to be gone for 5 weeks. And we have dogs and we have a life.
Yes.
We have life. Yeah. You know what I mean?
What are, if you guys could wave a magic wand after this next tour, like the next horizon that's not planned yet, what are some dream venues or dream collaborations that you would love to do?
Dream venues.
I mean, I just,
gosh.
Personally, my goal is to rap so good that I get to see the world. That's it. So it's already begun.
Keep moving.
We get to go in November. We have an island tour. We're going to go tour Hawaii. Then we're going to go tour the Caribbean and St. John's. Play. And if I get one more island, that's 3 islands in 1 month. Come on. That's thanks. Give thanks.
Right? Live in
but
life.
Little things like that, you know, like lightning in a bottle or this. We get to play with Pretty Lights at the end of September, which is crazy, at this big festival and Cascade Festival, or just meeting people for me has been, I just like people. I'm a people guy. I like to connect and network and, you know, that's what I'm about, you know, and these guys are in it. Like Sky would go out there. He's got the card. He's passing it out, networking. Emily's behind the decks, just like wheeling and dealing, getting the merch lined up. It's just a group effort. And it, you know, the sights, I'm excited for what I haven't seen yet. At the end of the day.
Yeah, my magic wand would just make it to where we can keep going. I don't necessarily have anything in mind other than just more.
Well, we all sure appreciate you putting this region on the map and bringing the sounds and the stories of this area to the world like that. You can find more about Free Creatures, their extensive tour schedule at freecreaturesmusic.com. They've got a great 420 show happening tonight at Latitude 42 in Brookings on the coast, Wildcraft Cider in Eugene on the 21st, and an amazing show on the 22nd at the Hive in Grants Pass. That's a pretty new venue for this area. It's kind of a special place, right? What's special about this Hive?
It's become one of the best venues in Oregon just because of the multimedia blend and then the quality of the sound of the environment and the vibe to it, the entire space. And we've done a lot of work there, but we're excited to come back and really bring it for Earth Day. Like we're releasing the new Free Creatures album to our homies in Grants Pass on Earth Day.
Yes, and we're doing a special fundraiser raffle to raise money for the Bee Girl organization. She is one of my favorite local eco heroes. Mm. And we have really special raffle items. We're only making one of these items, and if you see it, you're going to want it. So please come. Garrick might fight you for raffle tickets.
I would fight you for this thing that we're raffling. It's probably the coolest thing I've ever seen.
We really want to rally around us dropping this album, and also Arsis, who's raising awareness for the bees and doing the hard work here in the Valley. So.
Excellent. More information on these shows at freecreaturesmusic.com.
And you can follow us at free.creatures on Instagram.
Please follow. That's a great way to support musicians.
Yes.
What would you like to wrap up with?
All right, we're going to get it done for you, last one, okay?
Sounds called I feel get like
that would be a good one. All right, here we go. It's what we do. We get it done.
It's what we do. We get it done. It's what we do. Ooh, we get it done.
JPR is what we do.
Yep. We get it done. It's what we do. Ooh, we get it done. It's what we do. We get it done. It's what we do. Ooh, we get it done.
See the swagger here, so palpable. You can feel this flow so tangible. From heels to nose, knees to elbows. We move your bones, big toes, up to mandibles. Radically flow, we're adaptable. It's a new day, we're a new animal. Keep it casual, or take it tactical. Feel dull, well, we can make it magical. Deep cuts are number one.
We get it done.
Working shirtless in the sun.
We get it done.
Anywhere that we get some.
We get it done.
All together, everyone will overcome. Slow motion when we walk in the room.
Let's open up the hood and see what's happening with the engine. Meaning, I brought my toolbox, brought my knowledge as a field medic, ready to help with whatever you got. Yeah, I'm on assignment, I'm focused on the mission, never blinded by the time. It's under these eyelids, focused on silence, digging for diamonds, pulling the string of the ball of all your problems till it's all unwanted. Like I said, do we find it? My line is open, my network's connected, and it's vast like the ocean, and kind of like mycelium, swollen full of helium, loyal to the soil at a psychedelic premium. What? All that I'm saying is I'm down for my team. Keeping it playful in a dream can be a positive thing. Catching everything that's thrown at me. Boom, bada bing, bing, bada boom. I'm the one who's moved, looking at stars, daily trying to raise up the bar, lifting it up, just like the hood, just like your car. Got your back. My zone is in control and I'm on point. I did it for JPR, I never did it for the coin. So,
slow motion when we walk in the
here. Everybody, thank you for having us. Respect. Sounds great. It's been a pleasure. We just want to represent our hometown. Where we're from. Our state. We're free creatures and so are you. Thank you for tuning in. Happy 420.
Just a couple puzzle pieces in the box. None of us greater than the sum of all the parts. Just a few old tools in the shed, next to old implements looking half dead. When connected on the three-point hitch, opens up the zone, makes the defense switch. It's a rush when you take that risk. Your friends leaving skin in the game for the chip. Now, just a couple puzzle pieces in the box. None of those greater than the sum of all the parts. Just a few old tools in the shed, next to old implements looking half dead. When connected on the three-point pitch, opens up the zone, makes the defense switch. It's a rush when you take that risk. Put your friends, leave your skin in the game for the chip. It's what we do. We get it done. It's what we do. We get it done. It's what we do. We get it done. It's what we do. We get it done.
We get it done, friends.
guitar.
Let's go!
It's what we do.
We get it done.
It's what we do.
We get it done.
It's what we do.
We get it done.
It's what we do. Ooh, we get it done.
JPR, it's what we do. Yup.
We get it done.
It's what we do.
Ooh, we get it done.
It's what we do.
It's what we do.
We get it done.
We get it.
It's what we do.
Ooh, we get it done.
It's what we do. Yup.
We get it done.
Hey.
It's what we do.
Ooh, we get it done.
It's what we do.
We get it done.
It's what we do.
Ooh, we get it.
Free Creatures live at Jefferson Public Radio. Skylar, Emily, Marv, thank you so much for coming in. This has been so much fun. You can find their videos. You can find their music, stream their music, buy their music, buy their merch at freecreaturesmusic.com. Have the best tour.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Go write some more music and come back and play
you
for
guys.
Us. See you
thank
later.
You
thanks so much.
JP.
Thank you.
This live session was engineered by John Griffin of Luna Zen Studios. This session was made possible by support from South Stage Cellars, located on the 3rd Street in the heart of historic Jacksonville. Supporters of the arts, theater, and culture in our region, South Stage Cellars has been a pioneer for local winery music, hosting live music every Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday night. More at southstagecellars.com. Open air will continue right after this.